Spotify.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online by visiting freetalklive.com and enjoying the various features that we share with you there, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners by submitting show prep content and voting on it, voted up or down, depending on whether you like or dislike. And you can actually go and just write your own post if you like. You can just submit a text post as well. And that is what somebody has done. It's one of the top posts on the site at the moment. You can go there at freetalklive.com, see that, and get interactive. It's all for free. Again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Right back into your phone calls and your thoughts. We have Mark in Harrisonburg, Virginia, listening to WSVG. Hey, Mark.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to give you a call because I enjoy listening usually and usually make me think. Tonight, it's just kind of offensive, though, and I really can't believe my ears. I mean, laughing at the founders. You know, it's one thing to disagree, and certainly you've got the freedom to say this stuff, to say it on the radio, but to giggle that people have died for their country, that's offensive.
You understand we were reading an article, and the article was meant as a satire, and it's amusing, right?
I don't see how we can get amusement out of that.
The article pointed out the absurdity of somebody who would want to fight and die for any country, right?
Did you miss that point? The article's from The Onion, which is a satirical news site. It's not a real news site. And the point of the article was about someone who was just so nationalistic that they were just willing to get out there and die for a country. It didn't matter what country, just the fact that it was a country is.
But by taking that to the absurd extreme, it points out how absurd the base level idea is that anyone who wants to die for a country is throwing their life away.
Exactly. So I don't think I missed the thing. I think you are saying that the base idea of the founders who said, I regret I have one life to give, was stupid. And that's, you know, you have your freedom on the air today in part because of people like that.
Well, I don't know that I think that's entirely true. Like, certainly some of the people who fought in the Revolutionary War, we have some of the freedoms that we have today to thank for it. But, you know, there's something like societal momentum out there. Are you suggesting that we would all be the serfs of kings now, 230 years later, or whatever it might be, if they hadn't have fought the way they did?
I don't suppose that you can say that. I think that you know, obviously, government is very flawed, and wars get fought for wrong reasons. But you know, where is the Free State Project? It's not
where
the Free
is
State
it?
Project.
It's in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's not in Bolivia. It's not in Ukraine. It's in the United States of America.
Well, there are other projects that are intended to find more freedom around the world. Some of them are in places like Chile. They're looking at Belize, Mexico, Argentina. They're looking at other places. One thing about the United States government is that although it may be one of the more free ones sort of on the charts, and I think it's 18th on the Fraser Institute's economic freedom chart, and but it's, you know, 18th, but puts it better than 182 other nations. That's great. But
Mark, I've got to jump
efficiency
in.
Efficiency matters,
there's,
too.
There's a really weird conflation going on here about the Founding Fathers, and as though the Founding Fathers, what was important to them was these lines on a map. It's really important about the lines on the map, and not that it has to do with ideals and ideas like freedom and you know what is written in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the ideas that are behind that have very little to do with it being a country or just any country. There are a lot of ideas that are there that that was what people were fighting for. It had nothing to do with a country.
Some were probably fighting for the idea of being able to rule over their countrymen.
Samuel Adams definitely gave up his pursuit of liberty upon the establishment of the nation. He went down, there was it wasn't the Whiskey Rebellion. I can't remember what name was the name of the rebellion that went on in Connecticut shortly after the Revolutionary War. Shays Rebellion, that's it. He went down to the revolutionaries in the Shays Rebellion and basically said, look, you can't fight here. Now we've got our own country. Vote! And now, the amusing part is founding fathers like, John Adams, Samuel Adams' relative there, he went ahead and, signed into law this Alien Sedition Act, pushed it through, arresting members of Congress for having an opinion that was contrary to his. Thomas Jefferson, everybody's favorite freedom advocate, created this incipient navy, sent them on their way while Congress was out of session. He declared war on Tripoli without Congress's approval, and said later that it was unconstitutional. So these founding fathers, who were so worried about these founding documents, clearly didn't pay that much attention to them anyway.
What do you think, Mark?
Well, I hear your view. I've said what I got to say.
All right, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I think Mark's original concern was that it felt like that we were laughing at the idea of somebody dying for their country. And yes, I think that idea is absurd. And,
now, however,
it's sad.
I think it's worth fighting and dying to protect innocent people, friends and neighbors, those kind of things. If there's an aggressive war that comes towards where you live, that's an entirely different story. However, I'd like someone to point to that war in U.S. history in the last few decades. One can say, okay, Pearl Harbor was attacked. There's a lot of arguments that could be had there. I really don't want to fight World War II. I don't think it's a winning battle. But, let's give it the last six decades.
I think
what war has been a war of defense in the last six decades?
I think the idea of fighting for a country is really dumb. The idea of fighting for freedom is great. Hasn't really happened in my lifetime.
Yeah, and
well, you might fight for freedom. You just have to show that this quantifiable freedom would have gotten more, have increased while the fighting went on, or after the fighting went on.
I mean,
it hasn't.
Yeah, I think all the wars that have happened in my lifetime have been just ridiculous. I mean, they've just been for politicians to line their pockets.
But how are you going to get a teenager to go and fight for you if you don't tell them a story about how it's for freedom, son? Son, you're fighting for freedom and your family and your friends.
You're protecting the American way of life.
And Britney Spears and, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you also got to tell them that the uniform is going to get them laid.
That's right. So you're not going to get as many people excited about dying for you if you tell them the truth, which is, son, I'm asking you to go out there. Of course, it's not your actual son. Son, I'm asking you to go out there and die for me.
Because chances are good, the people that say that would not want their actual son to go.
Right. Why? Because I really love power, and I like to be in control. I have friends who are in the military industrial complex. They've got big contracts, so we've got to make sure we keep churning through tanks and boots and gunpowder in order to keep ordering products from those companies, son. Look, you're going to have to do this. It's in our best interests, meaning me and my buddies in business.
If Americans don't die, then the war isn't real. Somebody's going to have to catch some bullets, son.
Yeah. That wouldn't be very attractive. That is not a good sales pitch. It doesn't have the sizzle that you're going to need to. It's not sexy.
It's not worth dying for.
No, it's not exciting, and it's not going to get the 18-year-old males of America on your side.
You're only going to be in for 4 years, and we'll pay for your college.
And I think that
that one works pretty well.
The apropos portion of this article that was written here is that the U.S. U.S. soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, they all died in the last six decades, not for this country, but any of them that died for another country. They were out there, quote-unquote, protecting Vietnam, quote-unquote, protecting Kuwait. It wasn't this country that was ever attacked or threatened. So I think that that's what's really appropriate about this article, and it's not what gets said. You know, nobody comes back here and says, son, I'm missing this eye and I got this peg leg fighting for freedom from little brown men across the water. They say they did it for your freedom.
We will come back in moments here at 855 453. I did post that full onion piece. You can take a look at it on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. There's more coming up. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. We've got news updates. You may get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. News.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email to updates, or Twitter, Facebook, Google+. All of it's free. News.freetalklive.com.
Join the Free State Project if you love liberty. If you don't, you really shouldn't even take the time to look at it. But if you do love liberty, go to freestateproject.org. If you're willing to do something about liberty, go to freestateproject.org and learn about this idea of bringing people who care about freedom together to the same place so we can be more effective, so we can have a greater influence over the policies of the state, maybe even roll it back, maybe even get rid of it, maybe secede. Who knows? Each Free State Project participant will and does pursue their own interests. Not all of us agree on everything, but generally the Free State Project participants agree the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. So you can go to freestateproject.org and learn more, get signed up, and then get up here. Get here sooner rather than later. There's somebody visiting here in Keene this week. We've had a real rush of visitors over the last couple weeks.
It's Keene is not the center of the Free State Project.
What is the center of the Free State
Project?
There isn't
one. Okay. I just want people. I think that sometimes people come to the conclusion that because Free Talk Live is a very large show, and because we purport the ideas of the Free State Project, that somehow Keene, New Hampshire, where we live and you advocate for, is the center of the Free State Project.
It's an understandable mistake. If you go to the Free State Project's website, their mailing address is a Keene post office box. So I'm sure that doesn't help.
Oh, that's funny.
In that factor. So, yeah, I mean, if anybody's going to argue to be a center of the Free State Project, it would obviously be Manchester, which is the real hub of population for New Hampshire. And so because there's a lot of people living there, it naturally will attract more movers and more people will come there because there's more jobs in Manchester and things like that. But Keene gets gets a lot of credit for being a real a shining portion of the Free State Project. Some will say it's a black eye on the Free State Project, but it just depends on your perspective, because we in Keene are better at promoting what happens in Keene and, frankly, elsewhere. FreeKeene.com is my blog site, and there are several great bloggers there, including some from Manchester, who blog about various different things happening across the state. We cover Keene, we cover Concord, Manchester. If there's activism happening, we want to talk about it at Free Keene, because there's so many things that are happening here in New Hampshire that just aren't happening where you are if you love liberty. So you really owe it to yourself to go and check it out at freestateproject.org. Carson is on the line in Columbus, Ohio. Carson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello there.
Hey.
Hi,
I wanted to ask you guys a question.
Yes.
Because there's a conversation going on in the chat room that I'd like to get you guys' opinion on.
At chat.freetalklive.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Drunk driving.
Drunk driving?
My opinion is basically that the drunk driving laws are necessary because they prevent a greater evil in that drunk driving, you're drunk, you cause an accident, you kill someone. And while I do believe you should make monetary reparations, money cannot bring back someone's loved one or give someone back the ability to walk.
But how was it that drunk driving laws prevent those things from happening? They happen all the time.
Because they discourage people from driving drunk. I will admit that after I've had a few drinks, I will admit that I am less likely to get behind the wheel of my vehicle because I don't want the hassle of getting pulled over for driving while intoxicated. So I take a
cab. But killing someone doesn't bother you then.
Take me home.
Killing someone doesn't bother you then?
What
bothers you is getting a ticket. What you're saying is what bothers you more is getting a ticket and having to pay a fine. But killing someone doesn't bother you. That's not an issue. You would just get right in the car and risk killing someone and harming someone's family. And
so I think you're rightly pointing out the ludicrousness of this, Johnson. But, I mean, okay. So I've driven home by Braille a few times. I'm going to just go ahead and say that neither tickets nor death has stopped me from getting behind the wheel of a car when I was probably over the legal limit as far as intoxication goes. I think that drunk driving laws are something that has to be in place, but that there's so many layers of the state on top of them that I can't even figure out what to say about it. The reason that we don't have local bars where people can stagger to and stagger back home is because of zoning regulations and that kind of thing. It used to be that taverns were just people's living rooms that they'd opened up.
Don't forget that it's illegal to stagger in a lot of places. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, you can be arrested for protective custody, a PC. Well, yeah.
Sure, you can.
Now, it's not actually a crime, but it is something in that it's not a criminal charge in that you don't have to go to court and deal with all that. But what they do is they take you from your freedom, they put you in a cage, the county lockup, and they will hold you there until they decide that you can be released, and which is usually like 24 hours or less or something like that, till you sober up, basically. And they do this to people all the time. So not only are they outlawing neighborhood bars from existing, but on top of that, if you do happen to have a bar within walking distance, and there's plenty of them in Keene, New Hampshire, if you live in downtown Keene, if the cops catch you stumbling home, they might PC your butt, and then you end up in the clink anyway. You don't go to work in the morning? Well, too bad. You were in jail.
Sometimes on big evenings, they'll have the tow truck drivers will give free rides to people home, like you're talking about, amateur nights, that kind of thing. But why, if the government's going to pass these laws, why don't they have their own people that do this thing? They're their roads.
By the way, to answer Johnson's point about do I think about killing someone, the honest to God thing is that I'm not really thinking straight under alcohol, and the only thing that really registers in my mind is the fact of the aggravation of a ticket. But no, of course, if I had my faculty...
Why does that register in your mind? That's what I don't understand, is why does that register in the mind? And maybe it's because I don't drink enough?
You think you can make it home. That's why. I mean, you're certain you can make it home.
Yeah, I have never...
But you're not, because obviously you're thinking, I might get stopped and get a ticket.
Wait a second. There's a big difference between...
Be safe.
I'm sorry. There's a big difference between point...
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a big difference between 0.08 level of intoxication and actual drunk driving. For some people, they can't control a car at 0.08. Other people can control a car just fine at 0.25 because they're full on alcoholics. They drink every day from dawn till dusk, and they're used to it. See, this is the problem. Every time I drove home by Braille, drove home drunk, I made it with no problem at all. One time when I was 18 years old, I was drinking while on a KZ-1000 motorcycle, and it kind of spun out from underneath me, but it didn't fall on the ground. I was able to catch it at the stoplight. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I was right that I could get home, but if there had been some, catastrophic circumstance, the fact is my reaction would have been slowed.
Carson, thanks for the call, man. Do appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. And I think that, Mark, you bring up some good points about how things might be organized differently.
I have
in
a totally different take on this.
We can come back with more on this in moments. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts on drunk driving, Syria, whatever happens to be on your mind, you may take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. They include listening options, live streams. We have those, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You may listen to them anytime you like. Plus, there's radio stations, over 125 great AM and FM stations across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. We have satellite listening options, XM satellite radio, plus we've also got free-to-air, which means that you can buy some cheap satellite equipment, install it once, and never have to pay for receiving anything. So you can go and learn more about those things at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can tune in via our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to the show that way. Again, listen.freetalklive.com.
When you're looking for a stock, one thing you want to make sure you understand is the management team has a strong financial expertise. I have recently gotten into a stock. It's forcefieldenergy.com. Their ticker symbol is FNRG. I like them for many reasons. Just one of them is their really strong leadership. They've got David Natan as CEO. He's run two publicly traded companies, including a company called Farmanet. In the 3 years he ran Farmanet, the stock price went from $9 a share to $63 a share. Revenue went from $30 million to $400 million. and the employees went from 200 to 2,500. He's, you know, not only can he run a company, but he can take care of employee situations too. Management owns just about 25% of this company, and they're locked in. They can't sell their shares until December 2014. They want very badly for FNRG to increase in value, and as their stock, as their shares increase, as mine increase, yours will increase if you purchase some of their stock.
I've got some.
Anybody can do it. FNRG on the your stock exchange. But if you want to get into the private placement, first I would warn you, all investments have risk. I've taken that risk. Ian, you've taken that risk. But this private placement, the stock's currently at $5.19. You can get it for $4 a share. It's a great deal. Go ahead and go to forcefieldenergy.com, click on the Contact Us link, get in touch with them. There's a telephone number there, email there, and they'll take care of it from there. Forcefieldenergy.com.
We had Carson on the line, and he was talking about why he thinks drunk driving should be illegal because he didn't think that people would take it very seriously if they weren't facing some sort of penalties from the state. Jonathan, you had some further thoughts on the issue.
I just, you know, I don't like this like kind of pre-crime, you might do something bad, you know, kind of system of justice where it's like, well, you might do something. I feel like it's almost like the same as it's like, oh, if a guy's in a bar drinking and he's talking to a woman who's drinking, well, then he might be intending to commit rape. We should arrest him. And it kind of seems like some of the laws are moving in that direction now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, oh, well, you know, this is, they might be having sex with somebody who's the Latin term for somebody's, they're not
flagrant delicti?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. It's they're not competent, you know, mentally competent.
Well, you know, it's a real issue as to who decides who's mentally competent and who's not. And if for whatever reason a court decides the person with whom you've had sex is not mentally competent, for whatever reason they might not be mentally competent, you are a rapist. So I've heard legal minds suggest that anybody who's had any woman who's had any amount of alcohol is incapable of making a decision to have sex. The reason right. that many of us are here today,
even if she's the initiator, right?
Right.
She's still incapable.
Right. Now, I think it's interesting that if you possess a Y chromosome, that somehow alcohol does not cloud your judgment and the ability to have sex.
See, so, I guess
it's ridiculous.
I guess where it comes from is my take in the legal system should just be like, hey, how about we punish people that actually have done something wrong?
You know, is driving erratically or dangerously having done something wrong?
I don't necessarily think so. No,
okay.
No, if nobody's harmed, victim, no crime.
But it could violate the rules of the road. I mean, as
sure.
a road owner,
and
I could say...
And if we had private roads, somebody could establish rules for their road.
Yeah,
sure. You know?
And we do, we have road owners, and that road owner is the state, and it has rules. I don't accept every rule, and I think there's a lot of inefficiencies there, but what I've been left with is that so many rules have been piled on rules that have been piled on rules that we're kind of left with this mess, and to just pull out this one stick, drunk driving, and say, this is a bad stick. Well, wait a second. Wait, I think it's important to say, okay, so if you give police the opportunity to pull somebody over who might be carelessly driving, then or recklessly driving, then they have the subjective power to pull anybody over. I don't necessarily like that
mm-hmm.
power to just, okay, guys, you can figure out who's drunk and who's not just by who's reckless, pull them over. Secondarily, I think you can absolutely threaten somebody with your car. If, for instance, I decided to drive in the oncoming lane of traffic and then just jerk my car over every time somebody gets close, what? There's no victim. What's my crime?
Yeah.
I think that there's absolutely a threat when it comes down to it, and that drunk driving, sufficiently drunk driving, to the point that you are reckless and incapable of controlling a vehicle, is a threat.
I guess I feel weird in that where I'm coming from in the sort of thing in my mind is that there's killing someone or harming someone via an accident from, you know, you're driving and you just have an accident, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
let's say that happens, right? And then there's killing someone and harming someone via an accident where one of the drivers was intoxicated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my thought is, you know, I feel like you should be punishing the crime. You've hurt someone with a vehicle, or you've hurt someone in general. That's the crime. You have been responsible for injuring or killing another human being, right? That's what should be tried in court and what should be punished. But I do feel that there should be an added extra. If you've killed someone with your vehicle and you were drinking, then yes, there should be an extra penalty for being irresponsible.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's the only place that it should happen. You know, it's like if you have already, you've done this, you've actually harmed someone, there is actually a victim, and you are being irresponsible on top of that, okay.
Well, instead, being drunk has been criminalized, and I think it's important to point out, just because you're drunk past whatever the legal limit is, doesn't mean you're a reckless drunk, right? So you could be a drunk who knows you're drunk and who is willing to drive 10 miles an hour to get home from the neighborhood bar.
Right, these laws prevent that, too, though. But there's a flip side to that, too, though, which is that they've kind of taken away and they aren't really applying an extra penalty for being irresponsible. They've made it into separate crimes. In other words, you've harmed someone with your vehicle and you were drunk driving. The drunk driving penalties are tiny, and you know the penalty obviously for harming someone with your vehicle is kind of the same whether or not you were drunk or not. And it shouldn't be. Being irresponsible and killing someone because you were being irresponsible should be huge, I think. Mm.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, and frankly, insurance takes away some of the level of responsibility for killing somebody, because if I have insurance to cover injuring other people, the most that I'm allowed to have, then that's it. The insurance company pays off whatever they're going to pay off. They really can't come after me. The average person who's a middle class individual has very little in assets to really go after.
I've also always had this kind of unfair, I know it to be unfair, even though I hold the view anyway. I've always had this kind of unfair view, is that I've never been a big time substance user where I'm altering my states of consciousness constantly. But I really feel that if you consent to altering your consciousness, if you consent to doing that, then you've already consented to everything that you do while in your altered consciousness state. And you should be responsible for everything you do. You are responsible for putting that substance in your system. Therefore, everything that you do from that point forward, you should be treated just as though you did it as though you were a sane person. Or more harshly, because you did it as a sane person who was being irresponsible.
Makes sense to me.
I tend to agree that you're responsible for your actions no matter what state you're in.
You kill someone, you kill someone. You kill someone on drugs, that means you're just an irresponsible person who killed someone. You know, the crime is the same. Now, somebody who just, you know, does drugs, who cares? You know, there are plenty of people that do drugs and nothing happens.
Oh, yeah. Most of them. The super majority of them.
The 99.999%.
Right. So, do drugs drive people crazy? Probably not. It's probably this person was already prone to insanity.
Sure.
And they want to.
You got to be insane if you're taking bath salts, for example. You got to be insane to put that in your body in the first place.
We had an interesting conversation about these bath salts last night, actually, at a city council meeting. I posted video from that at freekeen.com. Could talk more about that, but when your calls come first here, you making them about whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Calling all makeup lovers, Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation, and to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right, every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive, radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We will allow you to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. If you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, then you may AMP. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send in $5 a month. We take that in, invest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, hoping to have something new to announce in the world of internet listening options pretty soon, and this is expected to be a big one, so we'll look forward to telling you more about that in the days to come. So stay tuned for that information, and don't forget to go to amp.freetalklive.com to help Free Talk Live out and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, and more. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Thanks.
Speaking of internet listening options, the School Sucks Project is a podcast, and they've got... They discuss all kinds of different things there. What they attempt to do is basically to deconstruct state indoctrination and purport real education. And they've got a 12-part series, Kids Are Not Defective, which is kind of very central to their ideas. So go there to schoolsucksproject.com, listen to the 12-part series, Kids Are Not Defective, and see how it examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media and other places around our culture. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so breaking news out of... this isn't breaking news at all. It's actually old news. Sometimes that happens with freetalklive.com. People will post old stuff up there, but it's still interesting. Ann Arbor City Council has unanimously approved an ordinance banning upholstered furniture on porches, ending years of debate over the issue.
Also funny.
Thank God that we finally ended those years of debate over this issue.
The so-called couch ban has been discussed and shelved more than once in recent years, but support for it grew earlier this year following an April fire that started on the porch of a South State Street home and killed a 22-year-old university student. The parents of that student have been, ever since, lobbying the city council to pass the couch ban, which some are now calling Rendon's Law.
Wait a second. The parents of the person who set fire to their own porch want laws against...
No. We don't know if Rendon actually started the fire. He just died in the blaze that ostensibly was sparked by something that caught the couch on fire.
Probably a cigarette.
All right. Yeah, oftentimes it is a cigarette, but of course people smoke those inside too.
Yeah. A lot of people smoke
them
in bed.
I'm not thrilled with the idea of couches being on porches. I'm against it generally. I just
think there's one on this porch.
I am against it.
I'm just thinking what could happen in Michigan is that somebody would make like a big, like a couch-shaped cover for like patio furniture and just put it over the patio furniture and just makes it look almost identical to a couch. But it's just all the cushioning.
Right, right. And then you could get if they
like
ticket
a wicker,
you, if you
love seat.
If you get ticketed, then you could then ask them, well, how do you define couch?
Right. And like, look, and you just take the cover off. It's just a cover, not a couch.
So, on the other side of the issue were many University of Michigan students who've argued couches on porches are a way of life and campus.
Oh, God.
Campus community and are no more dangerous than other hazards found on porches, such as barbecue grills. Councilmember Christopher Taylor was a sponsor of the couch ban, said the new ordinance is a vital safety measure necessary to protect Ann Arbor residents. Quote, "It is a measure which will not protect everyone from all danger and will not prevent all fires, but is a reasonable measure that will substantially reduce risk and will save both life and property."
I'd love to see statistics on that, see if anything changes whatsoever.
Right. "All with a minimum impact upon our residents' important quality of life." According to statistics cited by Taylor, there have been 373 fires since 2003 in multifamily residential dwellings in the town. Of those, 21%, quote, significantly involved, unquote, exterior upholstered furniture as either the origin of the fire or in causing it to spread. So what do you think? Should there be a law against couches on porches?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I don't think that there should be a law against it. I think it's tacky behavior generally.
Have you ever sat on the couch on the porch?
I don't know that I have.
It's pretty comfy.
And a lot of porches are screened in. You know, you've got a couch on like a screened-in porch, especially on college campuses.
Yeah, government has all kinds of really complicated rules on what a porch is and what a sunroom is and what a veranda is or whatever. They've got all their definitions. And, you know, I think certain things should be in certain places. A couch should be on the inside, and lawn furniture shaped like a couch should be on the outside if you're going to have such a thing. But I see why. Who are you to tell me what I put on my porch? I get it, but look, man, I don't live in town. I don't have to worry about my neighbors addressing what the front of my house looks like. So.
Well, I live on a street where multiple upholstered furnitures are on porches throughout the street.
Uh-huh.
So people will like that stuff around here.
Okay.
If you don't like that, then you can go live in a more uppity neighborhood, or like you do, Mark, live out in the woods where nobody pays any attention.
I've actually got your couch in my woods.
The old one. It's still there, huh?
Yeah, I think it is, yes.
Festering, moldering old couch.
That's what I have to say about couches that are outdoors anyway. I mean, what are you growing in that couch out there? You have no clue. You were complaining about the studio air conditioning growing some mold. You have no clue if that couch outdoor has black mold in it or not.
I now want to make a field trip to Mark's house with a big bag of chia pet seeds.
I'm sure that are things growing out of that couch.
I know, but I'd like to just coat it in chia seeds so you just come out and it's a big fuzzy couch.
You know, this story, it almost seems fake.
My land's big enough, I never see this thing.
The story almost seems fake, by the way. Just so bizarre that, you know, normally like when something tragic happens to a young person, the parents push for a law. You don't normally think of it, they're going to push for a couch ban.
This is Stephen's law.
This is, right, this is what they considered
they wanted to spend the rest of their, you know, time on here, years and years, on getting Rendon's Law passed here. Night after night, says Deanna LeMasters, my husband and I have to lie awake in our beds, unable to sleep, because we cannot get the vision of Rendon's burned body out of our minds.
How awful. I mean, it's got to be awful for these people.
And that is a vision that we will struggle with for the rest of our lives. Deanna LeMaster says her stepson's death didn't have to happen and may have been prevented if the city already had a couch ban in place. She said the ban has nothing to do with aesthetics and won't prevent students and other residents from enjoying their porches. Nowhere ever has the ban stated that students cannot sit outside and enjoy the night. My husband and I sit on our front porch all the time.
Was he handcuffed to the couch? Because I'm thinking if the couch wasn't there, he probably would have been lying on a bed where he fell asleep with a cigarette in his hand.
No. They aren't saying he was on the couch at the time.
Well, how did he burn up?
He's probably passed out inside.
It was probably some big kind of dormitory situation, not necessarily a dorm, but maybe a...
So the whole dorm burned down from started on the couch.
That's
it wasn't somebody burned up on the couch.
Not from what I'm gathering from, from
that,
the story.
That was the impression that I got, is that someone passed out on the couch. The couch burned up, not necessarily the entire dormitory, but that the person passed out on the couch.
No, they're saying that the couch was basically an accelerant for the fire, the fact that it existed with all of its foam and upholstery and such.
All that stuff that's in them, plastics and whatnot.
So, I bring this up because I just happened to come across the story, but it also ties into what happened at the city council meeting last night here in Keene, which I actually missed a couple hours of the show to go to. There was a proposal on the table that city council send a letter to the legislature in Concord basically saying, hey, you guys need to pass some marijuana decriminalization. Well, the reason why it took two full hours for this to happen was because the majority of the meeting, they weren't talking about that. This was the last issue. The marijuana thing was the last issue of the night. Before that, the city council spent the supermajority of the meeting, probably like 70% of the meeting, talking about an issue that literally affects a very small amount of people to the tune of $1 per month. And it was all kinds of back and forth about one issue, which essentially has to do with a cable company, Time Warner in this case, switching to digital. And, you know, this has been a decade-long process.
Wasn't that supposed to happen, like, legally, like, by June of, like, 2011?
The situation with the sort of the government was going to give out as many.
You're talking about the over-the-air transmissions?
Yeah, said to switch to digital at the time because all cable is digital, isn't it?
No. The analog systems are still in place in some localities, and in the case of
this
Time Warner.
This is only true for people with a cathode ray tube TV?
No. No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Analog is the method of transmission to get the video channels to your television set or to your set-top box. It's the way it's always been on cable until the advent of digital within the last decade and a half. Anyway, there's been a really lengthy transition period involved here, and they just recently shut off the analog on a few channels. So they've been doing it in chunks. They've been shutting off a few channels and then transitioning them to digital and then shutting them off on a few more. And so some people will try to tune into their channel they wanted to watch, and it's
gone.
It's gone. And, of course, there's a bunch of people that are upset about this because a lot of people's lives are watching TV. And we'll come back with more of this cable TV obsession.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Dutchamite. How does an additional 50% off all ProMark drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this? $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $399. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.